My name is Paul Harvey, and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Welcome to Life, Passion and Business. A little bit of a different show today. I am in full event mode at the moment, so the reasons or results start on the 24th of August, which is Monday, not far away. And I'm in busy at the moment, having interviews with various speakers and doing lots of organisation and arrangement. And one of those things I am doing is quite a lot of Facebook Lives. So our event sponsor is Change Your World. And that is Susie Beaumont and her organisation. And she operates, prior to COVID, she operated at events in the Highlands of Scotland. The mission of Change Your World is to change the world through the power of personal development. Because through her own personal experience, her own experience of working with a coach, Susie turned her life around. And you can find that story, that full story, on the podcast if you look up Susie Beaumont. So, as the event sponsor, I was on her page today, and we were having a chat about the general situation and how this event could help people. So I thought it made an excellent podcast, and it's 23 minutes, so it's perfect for this. So you join us when we are both struggling with the complexities of Zoom and both sounding a bit like, I don't know what we sounded like, but it was funny enough to leave it in. So I think we were both surprised when we went live on that one. There we are. So please enjoy the conversation, and I hope to see you on the event.
Are we live?
We are streaming on Facebook, apparently.
Not at my end. I can't see anything yet.
You're now streaming up. Well, it'll take 25 seconds to get there, won't it? Come on, you better start introducing, because otherwise people won't know what we're talking about.
I know. Here we go. Good afternoon, everybody. I hope you're well. My name is Susie Beaumont. I am the Change Your World events founder, and I'm joined by Paul Harvey, who is the podcast host of Life, Passion and Business. I'm just trying to find myself on here because at the moment I'm literally looking at a blank camera. Here we go. Found myself. There we go.
Well, look at ourselves. We're supposed to look at the lens. That's the general.
I know. Problem. Well, I was just looking at a blank Facebook page going, where am I? So anyway,
I'm a total narcissist. I spend all my time looking at myself. No.
I know it's not good for if you've got any insecurities looking back into this camera.
My lockdown hair.
Yeah, well, I did get a haircut, but I decided to keep the fringe. I've grown okay. That out. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. Welcome to Change Your World. It's lovely to see everyone on here. And yes, what I've come on today, because I want to show you about a very special event that the wonderful Paul Harvey has created, and he has asked us to be the official sponsors, Change Your World to be the official sponsors. And when he asked me, I was absolutely delighted to say yes, because it's an incredible event, a lineup of incredible speakers, and it's called Reasons and Results. And I'm going to hand over to you, Paul, because I want to know, first of all, we will find out more about the event, but tell us about the title, because that's got quite an interesting story behind it. And what prompted this?
Well, it has. So what it, okay, so I did the first event in April, and the first event was called Living Beyond the Change. And it was all just about like, do this thing. Because we all just gone into lockdown, and it literally came to me in a very short space of time to put that event on. So I did. And the whole plan, it just fell together. And it was a great experience. Everyone got something out of it, speakers and participants. And I came out of that one and crashed, as you do when you come out of these things. And then I kind of didn't think about what to do next. I kind of was ferreting around for various ideas. And part of what was going on for me after that is that the realization that there's a family things coming up starting to happen. So my son leaves home this year for university. Oh, and that really, really hit me. I have been grieving that one. And I want him to go, of course, but he's my best mate. And so for months I've been looking at that, you know, and I guess it's like, why am I not doing what I need to be doing? And it's because the reason that was it. And I said, it suddenly occurred to me that we make excuses. We create reasons for not doing things. And my reason for not doing anything over the last few months in terms of moving myself forward was the fact that I was in the thick of my family situation and like wondering what next. And really what I need to do is take action and do something. And that realization for me is that, hang on a minute, we're all in this situation. We are in a world where nothing is the same and everything's going to change. People are going to go back into the work environment in a few weeks. I mean, people have, but I think once the kids go back to school in England, I mean, they've gone back in school in Scotland, I know, but in England, they will go back to school. And then the reality of where we are will start to hit people. And that was what it got me. Is that, well, you know, we're looking out at the world and we're seeing stuff going on and we're accepting it and not changing or not doing anything about it. And so you can either have the reasons for where you are or you can have the results.
Yeah.
And that's it really.
Yeah. I mean, certainly obviously I'm involved in personal development. That's my whole career is on that. You also do that with your podcast as well, finding out what people's passions are and why they do what they do. So we're engulfed in this kind of world of people looking to make changes. But what I've found, I'm having conversations with people that just were not even questioning the fact that they could create a different life for themselves. And what lockdown has taught them, what they're learning, is a lot of re-evaluation going on. People going, do you know what? I don't want to go back to that long commute. I don't want to be working those hours. I don't want to be missing out on this vital family time. I've loved being able to connect with my family. Other people are going, oh my God, get me back to work. I have a much respect for teachers now. This is the hardest job in the world. Homeschooling was torture. So there's all kinds of different dynamics, people in various different places, but it's affected everybody.
It has.
And there's been real sort of, there's a real opportunity for change and transition and transformation and going, okay, this was working for me. I like this. I want to do more of that. I want to double the dose of that. Or there's a case of going, this isn't working. I don't want to go back to that. I don't want to. So how can I change it? And that's something that, you know, you're talking about and your event is going to be about. So tell us a bit more about it.
Well, we're both about this. This is what Change Your World does. And the events that you put on is exactly the same kind of thing. And reasons or results came out of that thought to me. Well, look, people are going to get back into their working environment. At the moment, a lot of people have been in a kind of in a stasis process. If you've been furloughed, you've had 80% of your salary and you've been like in stasis. Some businesses have gone into hibernation. So there's been an unrealness about, you know, while we've had this one, you know, something that's been wonderful. I have to say, for us, it's been wonderful. You know, my family have been together for 3 months, you know, and we've been together going nowhere. And it's been beautiful. For me, it's a lovely send off to send my son back to university. It's been great, you know. But I can appreciate some people, it hasn't been wonderful. But at the same token, they're going to get to this stage and they're going to go, actual fact, now the rubber hits the road. So over the next few months, government support will drop away. And the reality of doing business in a COVID world will start to hit.
Yeah.
And we're already seeing redundancies. We're already seeing changes of business. All these things will happen. And the media will feed us with garbage.
Fear.
And expect us to, kind of suck it up and do something. Well, what I'm saying is reasons and results is about preparing yourself for what's to come and recognizing that the time is always now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's that thing. I mean, one I run stress management workshops, and one thing that we teach part of that stress management workshop is about, it's called the top principle, and it's what's totally in your control, what's outside of your control, and what's partially in your control. If it's totally in your control, take action immediately. If it's outside your control, just let go of it. Don't even let it enter your head, because it's just taking up valuable energy and mind space. If it's partially in your control, then do something about it. Take that partial part that is, that you are able to take control of. And this is essentially what this is about. It's like, okay, there are certain things that we have absolutely no control of, so let's not even waste time. But it's like, well, what can you do? Let's focus on what actions you can do. I mean, you might be facing crisis, you might be facing change, you might be facing, you no doubt will have all these kind of fears. I mean, you know, it's all natural, we all have fears. It's like, well, how is this going to turn out? But what can you do to secure yourself, secure your future, your family, and just put steps in place? So
let's address some of that a minute, because I'm the podcast host. Life, Passion and Business has been going 2 years. It started in January 2018, and I've interviewed probably near on 100 people, including Susie Beaumont, as it happens. And what comes out from all of those conversations is every single one of them, all right, not maybe every, but most of them have had a life crisis of some sorts. And they all came through the life crisis, and it was shit at the time. It wasn't pleasant, but they came through it, and they were bigger because of it. And the life they created after it was amazing.
Every single one of them. Oh, I was just checking we were live. So
that's nice to know.
It's good, isn't it?
One of my guests, Miha Matsukilosi, and I practice that name quite a lot. An amazing guy. You know, he was 15 seconds from killing himself off a balcony.
Wow.
And he turned around and thought, hang on a minute, I was $15 million in asset a few months ago. I could do that again. You know, and he went back into his flat and he phoned up his debtors who wanted to break his neck and said, look, come and kill me today or give me a chance to sort this out.
Wow.
He was Eastern Europe. So, it's like money in Eastern Europe when they lend it. The men we know next turn up. So that was the journey he had. He had like 3 years of working with people trying to kill him, basically. And yet when he stood up in an event in New York, someone said, you don't want this. He said, no, I would actually never trade it. I would never trade that experience, as I would not be on this stage talking to you now.
He learned loads from that experience. I mean, advocate that's the way to do it. Obviously, there's more empowered ways. But
Dark, one of our speakers, she is a Paralympian. She is paralyzed from the chest down. She broke her back when she was 21 on a rock climbing accident. Prior to that, she was going to be a geologist. She was going to be a geologist, and she would probably worked in offices or workplaces doing geology. She is a gold medalist. She is a Paralympian.
Inspirator. Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing. I mean, no offense against geologists. You all do wonderful jobs. But what Karen has gone on to do is incredible. And she says the same, that had she not had that experience, there's no way she would have been doing all the things that she was doing. So,
but the point is, the geologist could have done that. Karen, the geologist, could have just as easy done, but probably wouldn't have.
Wouldn't have been motivated to do it, because she didn't have that challenge to see, well, what is possible? How far can I push myself? How far can I push my body that has these limitations that have now been put on it, perceived limitations, I should say.
And I'm not advocating that direction, she's one of my examples, and all of my speakers have gone through something or achieved something. So it's over 5 days. It starts on the 24th. We're going in the evening time. So we did last time, we did throughout the day. We're going to do something like, we haven't got quite the timing sorted yet, but it'll be something like 6 through till 10 o'clock at night, 6 in the evening till 10 o'clock at night, something like that. It's free to access all of those talks. So you just sign up and access them. And there's a 24-hour window. So even if you can't make it at that time, you've still got 24 hours to catch up with them as they're released.
Okay.
So being very generous with access to the talks. But after the 24 hours, they are locked away. And then we have another couple of tickets. So we have a 30-day ticket. So if you want to take notes and look at it in your leisure, you can look at all of the speeches up to 30 days. And that is £45 ticket. And then we have the VIP ticket. Now, the point about this whole week is about if you're going to take the time to be with us this week, you may as well do something with it.
Absolutely.
No point in being with us and not doing anything with it. Yeah, okay, you could take some stuff out of it, but the VIP ticket is where it will be, because that's the ticket where you are committing to saying, okay, I'm going to get the results. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to stick with reasons. I'm going to get some results.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in that VIP ticket, you get access to all of the videos for up to a year. You get access to, you get downloadable audios of all the videos. So you can listen to them in the gym, you can listen to while you're out running, you listen to them in the car. You're going to get all of the sub-materials that come out with it. There are a number of books and publications that are being offered in this package as well. And there are speakers' offers. All of the speakers are putting together unique offers for the VIP people. So that package is probably worth about £500, probably more. It's £95 at the moment. And of course, as you are a Change Your World friend, you get a 20% discount on that package. And it's well worth it. It's an amazing deal. I'm going for all the speakers now. It's all pre-recorded with the speakers so that we don't have any tech issues. And we're having tech issues.
Before you go in, I'm just going to welcome a couple of people that have joined us and just recap where they are and wondering what's going on. So we've got Jan Barkley. Hi, Jan. And Sodi, I don't know where, let us know where you're watching from. It'd be lovely to hear from you. And we're just talking about Paul's event, which is Reasons and Results. It's a 5-day online summit, so effectively a conference online. You've got 20 speakers going to be in the evening, starting next Monday, the 24th. I'm looking up there at my calendar. You have no idea what I'm looking at.
About 24th to
the 20th. I know, I'm so old school. So 24th to the 28th, to the Friday. And 20 speakers, all helping you, supporting, inspiring, motivating you, empowering you to start. Essentially, getting rid of the excuses.
Let's give you the structure for you. I'll give you the structure. So, I mean, the structure is getting a bit loose because a lot of the speakers overlap as they do with these things. But day one is all about the why, the passion. You know, why do we do this stuff? What's the driver? Mm-hmm. And it's going to be like dealing with those things.
Is that helping you find your why as well if you don't know what your why is? Okay.
Yes. Because the point is, if you try to go for a goal that you're not aligned and engaged with, the goal looks lovely and shiny until you hit the resistance. And then, sod it.
As soon as it gets difficult, you just stop because you're not really truly passionate about it. But when you are passionate about a goal and you really want it, you get out of your own way and you get beyond yourself and you push through those barriers because that goal it's not just a shiny object, it's more than that. It's such a deeper, more meaningful target to hit. So
that's the point. And the truth is 97% of people live life without a goal. All right, okay. I mean, that's just what happens.
Sometimes the goal is just to get to the end of the week. Just to get 3 weeks. I've been there. I've been in a job just thinking, oh god, let me get to the weekend, you know. And what kind of, it's not the secret of happiness, is it?
No, that's the secret of happiness. So, all right, day one is about that side. Day two is going to be about the motivation and confidence and mindset. So day one and two will merge a bit, but it's all in the mind. Everything is in the mind, really. And all we're doing is unpicking it. So the day two, one and two is about that. Day three, we're gonna get into the messy bits. Day three is gonna be about resistance and fear.
Ooh.
And we've got a fear strategist, and we've got
And we also
And we've got a I had Patty Lennon last night. She's just amazing. She's from Connecticut, and she was just cracked me up. It was funny. Yeah, she's great, lovely, and we've also got the lovely Gemma Ray coming back.
Oh, Gemma, I'm Gemma. Just for that.
I'm a bit of a sweary Mary, she says to me. I'm a bit of a sweary Mary, and it's not ladylike, so we won't do any swearing on here. Oh,
but her sense of humour, she's just so down to earth, so raw, and just so honest. I love Gemma. I'm a great fan of Gemma.
So we're talking about self-discipline with Gemma, because she bloody hasn't got any.
So she wrote a book to force herself to have some. She says she hasn't, but she is. I mean, she did obviously a coaching week with us and Change Your World Every Day, and she was fantastic. She is actually the most disciplined person I've ever met, you know, but way beyond the rest of us. So.
Yeah, okay, depends. Depends.
she's on it.
So anyway, yeah, on Thursday, we're talking about self-discipline, focus and those sort of things. And Friday, we're talking about implementation and accountability. So I've got some people, some systems people coming in. It's really fascinating because I've pulled in some real introverts, people that do not do live conversations and stuff. And it's like, come on, you could do this. They're going, I've got people who kind of normally hide behind the screen. Got Tager Digby. He's an amazing guy. He runs he's the brains and the power behind a multi-million pound businesses, organizing them with systems and VAs and that sort of stuff. You know, I got a few people there. I got someone coming in who's specializes in Asana and in Trello. And I know these names don't mean anything, but if you want to change stuff, you've got to use new systems. And you know, it's all about using a book and the diary. But if you can automate stuff, it makes life a lot easier.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what they're going to teach us about. And finally, accountability.
Ooh. Favorite subject. Ooh. That's what you and I love a bit of accountability.
We're going to have a chat about accountability.
I absolutely resist accountability, but at the same time, it is an incredible tool. It's amazing.
It is. I have an accountability partner who is in Change Your World, as it happens.
Yes, and I have one now as well. I resisted it for a while, but yes,
well done.
I have one. So yeah, he keeps me in check. And have you done this? In the most kindest, compassionate way, of course.
Yeah, it's just about keeping agreements, really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's it in a nutshell.
The agreement with yourself, yeah.
Yes, that's the 5 days, and it's going to be fun. I mean, we're going to make it as fun as we can. They're going to be Facebook Lives and bits and pieces around it, and I'm going to see what else I can muster. So yeah, I've got me light, as you may have seen if you've seen some of my posts and bits and pieces. So yes. Anyway, looking forward to it. That's it. Really.
Link is in the chat. You can get 20% off today. The ticket price. That's both the year long package.
No, it's just the VIP ticket. The only one
just
that we're
getting.
Just the VIP ticket. It's the one. I want people to do this and to get something out of it. So that's why.
The beauty of the VIP package is that you can revisit it, go over it, relook at it, and you can, because often with these events you're trying to cram everything in and it's just not possible when you're doing it around your working day. So you have this year-long package. You can tune in when you want, re-watch videos and go back to it when it's relevant at the time, because you might be at different stages and different things will connect at the time and not. So that's 20% off until the end of tomorrow. Is that midnight?
End of tomorrow. Okay. So check out the perk. If you go to use that link and go and look at the perks page at the top of the screen here. Hang on, let me share the screen with everybody. Hang on, let's see where I am before I share the screen. Actually,
yeah. What
probably
are you sharing
should share
spot?
The screen just randomly and hope for the best.
I'm just like, oh, now we're doing things I've not done on Facebook Zoom Live before.
If I share that screen like that, and I can then show you the thing itself. So that's Reasons and Results. If you go to the perks thing up here, VIP perks, it shows you everything that you will get on the VIP package. There's loads and loads and loads of stuff in here. You can see all this stuff.
That's
here.
All your speakers. Wonderful.
Yeah. So it's worth having a look at. Even just have a look. I mean, join us for free. I don't mind. I want people to just join us and be with us.
Yeah.
I'm saying if you want to get the most out of it, engage with it.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're looking to do something different with your life, get the motivation you need, the inspiration you need, the accountability, plus the tools and techniques that you need to start making some changes in your life that you want to make, then get on board with this. It's Lovely. Free, completely free. But if you want to subscribe to the monthly package or the VIP package, 45 for the monthly package.
No, it's 45 once off. Yeah, 1 month, 30 days.
1 month, 30 days. So, which is an amazing deal. I mean, that's, yeah, it's just over £1 a day. Or it's 95 for the yearly package. But if you buy it today or tomorrow, you'll get 20% off that.
Yes.
So that's a pretty damn good deal. So anyway, love to you all. Take care. It's been wonderful speaking to you, Paul. Amazing event. And please do like, comment and share this video. There's somebody out there that really, really needs this and they don't know about it yet. So help us spread the word by sharing this broadcast and the good work that Paul is doing of this 5-day summit that is not to be missed. So take care. Thanks again, Paul. See you later. Bye.
And that was Paul Harvey and Susie Beaumont live on the Change Your World Facebook page. Do check it out. If you would like to check out Reasons and Results, the link above will take you to that website and you can sign up for free and access all of those talks as of Monday the 24th of August. And of course, the other options are there for you. If you want to take part in the VIP package, that link expires on the 20th of August, so you need to act fast. That's it for me this week. All the best. Thank you so much for your time and attention, and I will catch you later.